One of the words used to describe the Buddha is in the Pali, Lokavidu. It means something like one who knows the world. And the Buddha clarified what he means by the world. He said, "It is in just this fathom-long carcass, endowed with perception and mind, that I make known the world, the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the way leading to the cessation of the world." Pointing into experience, the world that we know, all that we know is the world of experience created and experienced by the mind. Understanding that it is created, that what we experience is created by and experienced by this mind-body set of mind-body processes. Creates the conditions for release, letting go. Creates the conditions to understand the misperceptions about the world, the misunderstandings revealed. When revealed and understood, the mind lets them go. And as we explore experience, we start to really deeply understand that everything we experience, all the experience that we call the world, what we think of as the external world, what we know of it, is our internal perceptions, feelings, mental formations, consciousness. The vastness of the world, of the universe, arising in a moment in the mind and being known. This is not to say, I don't think the Buddha said one way or the other so much about what's actually out there. My sense is, What he was helping us do is come to the end of suffering, not to figure out what's actually in the external world. Not to figure out what's true about the external world, but what's true about the processes of body and mind, which can be seen by those self-same processes. The Buddha was interested in helping us understand how to meet experience. Understand experience. For the understanding that leads to the end of suffering. As he said at one point, picking up a handful of leaves, he said that what I know and understand is as vast as the number of leaves in the forest, but what I teach is just what's useful to come to the end of suffering, that I'm the leaves in my hand. The practice for understanding the world of experience is so simple. Awareness, receiving sensation, recognizing feeling, perception, thoughts, the world of experience may be very intricate. The receiving, very simple. Just this moment, experience arising and being known. The world of experience arising and being known. This body, this mind. The processes of body and mind tumbling on. The processes of body and mind creating the world and receiving the world. Creating the world of experience that is known. By the mind and body. the only place in time that we can, that our system can receive, experience, know anything, meet any experience is here and now. Aware there's the possibility of knowing the world. If we're not aware, we're disconnected from the world, missing our lives. Simple awareness. Receiving experience. A questioner came to the Buddha and asked something like, how do I find the end of the world? Can I find it by traveling? And the Buddha didn't ask, or it's not recorded, what the questioner actually meant by that. But the Buddha either seemed to intuit what was meant by the question, or perhaps, which seems maybe likely, this kind of question was part of the spiritual investigation at the time of the Buddha. So something, an existential question, a spiritual question. How do we come to the end of the world? I think with some understanding of maybe this is an annihilationist question, thinking that that place or that understanding of annihilation is where suffering ends, when everything ends, suffering ends. And the Buddha had this middle understanding. He said at one point, the world is caught largely by a duality. Either things exist or they don't exist. With maybe an understanding of like happiness will be found with the annihilation, the cessation of everything, or through the understanding of merging with the all. The unity. And the Buddha said, this teaching is a teaching in the middle. When one sees that what is happening in this moment, essentially the world of arising, when that is seen as arising, the idea that there's nothing or an annihilation does not occur to one. And when one sees with wisdom that every moment the world is ending, this set of conditions arising and ceasing, no thing here, but also not a nothing, because there is this continual arising and ceasing. When one sees the cessation of experience as it actually is, the idea of existence or permanence does not occur to one. And he goes on to say that when one sees as it actually is with correct wisdom, the experience arising and ceasing, conditions arising and ceasing, there is no perplexity or doubt that what is arising is simply unreliable experience arising, and what is ceasing is simply unreliable experience ceasing. And that releases the mind from suffering. So this question about the end of the world, finding the end of the world, I think is in the terrain of how do we find the end of suffering? And the Buddha's response was to turn the language around, to change the language. The questioner asked the question using a phrase for world, that Bhikkhu Bodhi translates as the stellar world sphere, the sphere of the earth, the moon, the planets, the universe. And so he asks, how do we come to the end of that? And I've traveled all over, I haven't found the end of it. So this notion of like finding some kind of peace through searching out in the world, finding world peace, finding peace by traveling through the world. And the Buddha responded to the question. He first said, we can't come to the end of the world by traveling. And his use of the world, he used a different framing. He talked about the world of mental formations, the world of conditioned experience, sankhara loka, the world of formations, the world and formations, understanding this, of course, is the world of what is created internally, the internal creation and experiencing. That the end of the world is found through knowing that arising and ceasing, understanding what is arising is simply unreliable, conditioned experience arising, conditioned experience ceasing. That is what is happening. And so rather than this traveling through the expansiveness of the universe to find the answer, the Buddha points to right here. As I reflected on that, as that image came to me of that sense of traveling out and just saying, oh, the Buddha said, no, this arising, this ceasing, this arising, this is where the end of suffering can be found. The release from the craving around wanting experience to be a certain way, holding on. As I thought of that, I remembered Gill's kind of analogy about the path being like a journey. Maybe some of you have heard him use this analogy. And on a journey, we often think about getting to somewhere, going somewhere, getting from A to B, traveling. Well, how we usually think of a journey. And he said in our journey in experience, he said it's more like a journey from A into A. More deeply understanding this. The journey, we don't have to go anywhere to experience change. It's happening right here. More deeply understanding this experience as I'm talking about the five aggregates, you know, pointing to that is the five aggregates are what is experienced, but also the processes that create experience. Understanding that. At one point, the Buddha offered this teaching around this statement that I said earlier. It is just in this fathom-long carcass, endowed with perception and mind, that I make known the world, the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the way leading to the cessation of the world. And having said that, the Buddha then got up and went off to rest. And so the other people in the assembly Like, what does that mean? And they asked if anybody in the group had an understanding of this, and Ananda elaborated a little bit. And Ananda's elaboration was, the world is that in the world by which one is a perceiver and conceiver of the world. So both that recognition of what's happening and the process of conceiving it. And then Ananda pointed to the six sense bases, the eye and the perceiving and conceiving around the eye, the ear, the perceiving and conceiving around the ear, sounds heard, perceiving and conceiving, things smelled, things tasted, things touched, things arising in the mind, perceived and conceived. This is what the Buddha suggests we understand. And as we understand it more thoroughly, any tendency to crave, to want things to be a certain way, to hold on, to push away, to conceive, to identify, will begin to be abandoned. And so this world of experience, what happens, all of the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, touch, all the thoughts, the perceptions, the feelings, the emotions, the agendas. Wow, it is amazingly complex. And the conditionality between them. As the Buddha described, the conditionality is vast. You're going to go mad if you try to figure all the conditionality out. So just this. Everything that we need to know for freedom is available right in this moment. Just here, just this moment. We don't have to go looking out right here.